time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 13. And we're going to continue our study of Paul bringing the gospel to Antioch of Pisidia. Now, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's go back and return to our text, and I'll read from Acts chapter 18, verses 42 through 47. And as they went out, they besought that these words might be spoken in them the next Sabbath. Now when the synagogue broke up, many of the Jews and of the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath, almost the whole city was gathered together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with jealousy and contradicted the things that were spoken by Paul and blasphemed. And Paul and Barnabas spake out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first be spoken to you, seeing ye thrust it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee for a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the uttermost parts of the earth." By their own prophets, God had shown that Jesus was a light of the Gentiles and should be for salvation unto the uttermost part of the earth. This is a quotation from Isaiah 42, verse 6, and Isaiah 49, in verse 6. God had said that in Abraham's seed all the families of the earth should be blessed, and he was fulfilling that promise in Jesus. We read in Acts chapter 13, in verse 48, "And as the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." This declaration pleased the Gentiles. It was pleasing to them to know that their salvation was a matter of prophecy, and that the good Lord had embraced them in his scheme of redemption. They glorified the word of God by obeying it. It says, "as many as were ordained to eternal life believe." This clause is given difficulty. Many would translate it, "and as many as were disposed or inclined to eternal life." But this helps only by confusing the meaning. The disposing or inclination was done by God. The verb is passive. Other scriptures teach that certain characters are ordained to life. Jesus said, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold." Some of the Gentiles were of that state and heart of mind which would believe the gospel, and they were spoken of prophetically as of his fold before they believed. Again, God told Paul, "Speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to harm thee, for I have much people in this city." He called them my people before they believed, because he foresaw that they were of that character, that they would believe. God has ordained all people willing to obey him to eternal life, and to such he sends the gospel, that they might believe it. Such persons accepted the gospel in Antioch. God is no respecter of persons. We read in Acts 13, 49 through 52, "And the word of the Lord was spread abroad throughout all the region. But the Jews urged on the devout women of honorable estate and the chief men of the city, and stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and cast them out of their borders. but they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Such persons throughout all the country accepted it. The word of God was spread abroad throughout all the region. The region was Pisidia, and the word of God was spread abroad by people obeying it. As usual, when the Jews would not receive the truth and were not successfully resisting its progress by argument, they resorted to persecution, and women took part in this persecution. Even devout women, it says, who were of honorable estate, were urged on by the Jews to persecute the Lord's preachers. Devout women of honorable estate were religious women of standing and influence. Women, religious women, can be a powerful evil for good, can be a power for evil or for good, according as their religion and zeal are directed. And so they shook the dust off their feet against them for a testimony against them, as Christ had commanded in Luke chapter 9 and verse 5. And they came to Iconium. Notwithstanding the persecution, the danger in which they were, and the expulsion of the teachers, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. They rejoiced in the salvation which they had received. They were doubtless endowed with spiritual gifts for future guidance and for edification. Now, that brought that Sunday school lesson to a close. And the next lesson, written for the Sunday schools of July the 19th, 1925, is about the gospel going into Lystra. I want to read to you from Acts chapter 14, and we'll begin in verse 1 and read down through verse 28. And it came to pass in Iconium that they entered together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and Greeks, believed. But the Jews that were disobedient stirred up the souls of the Gentiles, and made them evil afflicted against their brethren. Long time therefore they tarried there, speaking boldly in the Lord, who bare witness unto the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when it was made an onset both of Gentiles and of the Jews with their rulers to treat them shamefully and to stone them, they became aware of it, and fled into the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the region round about. And there they preached the gospel. Acts 14:18. And at Lystra there sat a certain man, impotent in his feet, crippled from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Peter speaking, who, fastening his eyes on him and seeing he had faith to be made whole, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leapt up and walked. And when the multitude saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voice, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker, and the priest of Jupiter, whose temple was before the city. They brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the multitudes. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they rent their garments and sprang forth among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye such things? We also are men of like passion with you, and bring you good tidings that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, who in the generations gone by suffered all the nations to walk in their own ways. And yet he hath not left himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness. And when these sayings scarce restrained the multitudes from doing sacrifice to them, Acts 14 and verse 19, there came Jews thither from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and entered into the city, and on the morrow he went forth with Barnabas to Derbe. And when he had preached the gospel in that city, and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. And when they appointed for them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they had believed. And they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and there sailed to Antioch, from which they had been committed to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they were come together, and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all things that God had done with them, and that he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And they tarried no little time with the disciples. Now, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The devotional reading is the 46th Psalm, verses 1 through 7. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, its streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her in that right early. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's look at the geographical notes. Looking upon the map at the cities of Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, and the provinces in which they were situated, Iconium was the largest and most important city in that part of Asia Minor, both then and now. Lofty mountains rise to the west, to the north, and to the south of it, while to the east there opens a vast plain with a beautiful lake in the midst of it. Here the principal routes of travel from the cardinal points of the compass meet and cross one another, making Iconium a center of traffic and travel for an extensive region. The apostles had passed by all smaller places on the way and kept this city in view, both because it was such a center and because it contained a synagogue within and around which they could find a people prepared for the gospel. It was about 90 miles southeast of Antioch. Lystra was a city of Lycaonia, about 40 miles southeast from Iconium. Derbe was another city of Lycaonia, about 30 miles east from Lystra. Leaving Antioch, Paul and Barnabas went to Iconium. They entered together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude of both Jews and Greeks believed. Almost uniformly, some Jews and Greeks would receive the gospel. So spake shows that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. We'll continue this lesson in our next class.